Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
He's a DePaul University professor and a transportation expert. How are you today, Joe?
Hey, pretty good. Thanks for being on.
People who were on that yellow line when it derailed, no one hurt, but of course, a big tie-up, a lot of lost time. But then the very next day, the CTA wasn't talking about it. It's not the first time something has happened on the yellow line. What do you know about this?
You know, we do know that the Howard Yard, the interchange there, has been a real sore spot for the CTA. I mean, this is in some ways third accident, and that doesn't include some of the yellow line drama we had, you know, a number of years ago when the embankment collapsed. So we really are scratching our heads and why this spot has been so problematic. And these are serious derailments. These are not just, a train jumping the tracks and shutting down the busiest rail line in the middle of America for hours on end. So it's a tough thing.
And how do braking systems and track conditions interact? Does that have anything to do with this derailment scenario?
It appears to, yes. We're waiting for the CTA to disclose more, but looking at the configuration of the track, you know, the yellow line kind of goes downhill a little bit after going north from the Howard Station, but it's passing through the yard on mainline track. So these are not trains that are on the yard itself, which is, you know, very complicated and maybe deteriorating. The track should be in pretty good shape. And we wonder if excessive speed might be a factor here, because you look at that accident, the train kind of jackknifed a little bit, which is really surprising coming out of a station like that. So the downhill nature of the route may be a factor. But boy, I've been watching transportation a long time and don't remember one spot generating so many headlines here.
Right. Just taking a guess, is it the hill? Is that part of the issue, or?
Yeah, well, often these are a combination of factors, but, you know, with the CTA, even with the new positive train control systems they have in, you know, trains can either speed or accelerate too quickly based on what they recommend. And we're speculating here, but it seems unlikely that the track would give way to be the sole source of the problem. But, I can tell you that the fact we're seeing so many problems out of that Howard Yard, you know, suggests that something bigger might be at play, such as, you know, the driver error interacting with aging infrastructure. But boy, I thought, you know, a lot of those slow zones on the purple line and yellow line were all fixed now, and perhaps not.
Yeah. Is rail still one of the safest modes of transportation despite incidents like this?
You know, rail is, and CTA we're seeing, despite all the problems and, you know, a lot of reports of some of the crime issues, but the operations from a day-to-day standpoint have gotten better from about 3 years ago. And you may recall the drama about, you know, why is the CTA lagging other systems and on-time performance? There were a lot of shout-outs about the president of the CTA and what he needs to do. And I think the CTA really gets it now. The public has gotten fatigued with the disruptions. You have this new exciting transit bill that's going to really change things starting in June. So we're seeing a fair amount of optimism about the system, but I have to say that these kind of negative headlines, everybody's got a story about what they did when the red line, you know, shut down last week. A lot of my students were affected, and they're summon Ubers and Divvy bikes and hitching rides, and it's a lifestyle disruption in a big way.
Right. So who's ultimately responsible for preventing these? The operators, maintenance crews, leadership?
Yeah, well, we do see big investigations for accidents like this. The National Transportation Safety Board will see if they're going to issue a ruling here, because, you know, a lot of times the reason these accidents need to be taken so seriously is, you know, perhaps we came on the escape to even worse accidents. I had that train derailed right when another train was coming in the opposite direction. You know, we could have had a much, yeah, much worse outcome. So you really have to figure out what happened. And it's tough for you and the media and observers like me that agencies kind of go mum while the investigation is happening, because they don't want to interfere, but the public really, really wants to know.
Absolutely. In 2025, they said about 26,000 bridges in Illinois were classified as structurally deficient. And then the Chicago Sun-Times did a story just a couple days ago that says one in six Chicago bridges are in poor condition. Should we be worried about that?
You know, I do think it's almost a fact of life that our interstate system, so many were built in the 60s, and they're at the end of the 50-year useful life of those bridges. But, we do know that structurally deficient and unsafe are two different things. Often what happens more urgently, you might say, is that things happen when bridges have to be shut down. And we saw that on Klein Avenue in Gary, where the bridge was shut down for years and major headaches. And I think that's probably going to be the first thing we'll see is with inspections that they play it safe and shut down bridges. And we all suffer the consequences with traffic tie-ups, more so than bridges collapsing, because they do have a pretty rigorous inspection system.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate your input.
Thank you.
That's Joe Sweeterman, DePaul University professor and transportation expert.